Hot Business on Hot 1027 with Jeremy Maggs and MoneyWeb.
Now, something that should worry all of us in the long term is where our food is going to come from. We are in an era of food insecurity amid climate change, global risk and economic volatility. And to that end, South African farmers need to adopt new approaches and technologies to combat the country's food security pressure. Andrew Dale, PwC Africa Agribusiness Leader, is with me on the program now. Andrew, good evening to you and welcome. And why then is this becoming such a pressing issue?
Yeah, it's become really significant. If you look at the number of challenges that we've experienced in South Africa, we've had these rising interest rates for a long time. We've had a lot of inflation impact and, challenges around the whole job market and people that are basically aren't employed for working opportunities. So all of that has had really an impact on everyone's wallet. And you'll see that there's also been quite a large decrease, around about 3% decrease in terms of food that was purchased in the last financial year. So we've seen that there's definitely been a lot of pressure on the consumers.
20 million people is almost a third of South Africa's population. Is this figure getting worse, do you think?
I think it is getting worse, but there is a couple of silver linings in terms of what's happening in the country. I mean, after the elections and a lot of sort of investment opportunities, and we're hoping that that will create a lot more job opportunities to, improve on the unemployment levels. And, inflation is starting to come under control and, interest rates are declining. So we hope that there will be some improvement. But, it does need a lot of work because it's a significant number of people.
Well, part of that new work, I would imagine, revolves around technology, Andrew. And it's critical that the sector now starts to embrace technology to improve efficiency and sustainability. In what respect, and is that happening quick enough?
So it's starting to happen. I think what's important is initially there was the whole threat that technology would replace people. And I think what we've seen is that it's more a case of people that embrace technology and that understand the technology will replace people that are not moving with the technology. So I think that is a very important focus with regards to upskilling and knowing how to use that technology to better enhance your business.
But not always easy for a smaller or medium-sized farm.
No, it is not easy. But I think what's important to understand is that, when you're looking at your commercial farms, there's a lot of organizations, for example, your different agricultural co-ops that are there to support the farmers. They have large sort of farming support services within their setups. They have a lot of access to the data. And, working with those farmers, the farmers can start to get used to using that technology better in their business. And I think there also lies quite a few opportunities as well.
Andrew, PwC also makes the point about the importance of end-to-end farm management for modern agriculture. What is that and why is it important?
So for us, it is extremely important that you start looking into your business and how do you professionalize your business and how do you gear yourself up for the different types of threats that your business will face. And when we talk about your sort of end-to-end business, it comes down to things like managing the finance processes within the business and the risks that impact on your finances, how to manage your supply chain management processes in order to get the best sort of value for money, and then also to make sure that you're working with the correct customers to supply, and then also how to deal with your resources and apply the principles of precision farming, that you utilize those resources, in other words, getting the best output from the most effective input that you apply on your business. So these are just some of the examples, as well as things like compliance management. So there's a number of areas within a farming business setup that can also then improve from this different sort of data inputs that are available.
And Andrew, no one's doubting the importance of sustainable practice when it comes to modern agriculture, but surely it becomes difficult to balance sustainability with pressure on output.
Yes, no, it definitely does. But I think as long as you've got that additional data and you're doing the right things, you do put yourself in that position to be successful. And what you've also just picked up, one of the points that we're talking about is in terms of the family business and how do they evolve from generation to generation. And there's a lot of work that needs to be brought into these family businesses to sort of professionalize them and gear them up to grow to be a very successful commercial farming practice.
That's so interesting, because you're suggesting, I imagine, that succession planning for family-owned farms isn't always done properly, and that is when you're in that middle ground, when there's a changeover happening, that can have a severe impact on the business, and again, the domino effect is output again.
Definitely. Yeah, it's a big focus, because often that succession happens when you have the initial farmer potentially passing in the business, because they don't normally just retire, that they continue to do that. And you need to have a family constitution in place in order to determine how the succession will take place, when it will take place, how do we bring professionals into the business, and also sort of what roles will the family play in that business, if any. And all these things need to be planned up front, and you need to have those hard conversations. Otherwise, the business is going to struggle to be successful from generation to generation.
Well, that is the changing face of agriculture in South Africa. Andrew Dale, PwC Africa Agribusiness Leader, thank you very much for joining me today. I appreciate your time.
Hot Business on Hot 102.7 with Jeremy Maggs and MoneyWeb.